This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Moroccan counterpart Abdel Latif Ludhi has jointly inaugurated India's first overseas defense manufacturing facility set up by Tata Advanced Systems Limited (TASL) in Barshid. Describing the inauguration as a historic moment in the evolving strategic partnership between India and Morocco, Mr. Singh said, India's vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat is not merely to manufacture its own needs, but to develop capabilities that allow India to become a credible source of advanced technology and high-quality products for the world. The Defence Ministry said, under the contract, TASL will deliver these vehicles to the Royal Moroccan Army with initial deliveries scheduled to begin next month. This is the Kingdom of Morocco's largest defence manufacturing facility, marking the first such plant by an Indian private company in Africa. President Draupadi Murmu has conferred the 71st National Film Awards for the year 2023 at a grand ceremony in New Delhi. On the occasion, legendary actor, director and producer Mohanlal has been honoured with Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. The Best Feature Film Award was given to the Hindi movie 12th Fail, while the Best Hindi Feature Film Award was presented to Kathal, A Jackfruit Mystery. In the Best Actor category, actor Shah Rukh Khan was honoured for his film Jawan, while actor Vikrant Massey was conferred for 12th Fail. The Best Actress Award was given to actress Rani Mukherjee for her performance in the film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has announced that for the convenience of passengers, 12,000 special trains will be operated during upcoming Deepavali and Chhath festivals. Mr. Vaishnav was addressing a press conference in New Delhi.
This year, a target of 12,000 special trains was set. So I would like to say with great satisfaction that out of these 12,000, 10,000 trains have already been notified, even before the peak rush of October. This has never happened in the history of Indian Railways. Around 150 trains will be totally unreserved, meant for last-minute movement. Another 50 trains will be notified in the next 2 to 3 days. The movement of special trains will begin from October 1st and will continue till around November 15th.
Parliamentary Standing Committee on External Affairs met a delegation of U.S. congresspersons in New Delhi. The U.S. congressional delegation had 5 members from the U.S. House of Congress and 4 from California. Talking to media after the meeting, chairperson of the committee, Shashi Tharoor, said that the delegation expressed a clear commitment to strengthening ties with India despite recent setbacks, including H-1B visa issues, high tariffs and sanctions affecting India's involvement in the Chabahar port. National Center for Medium Range Weather Forecasting signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with commercial arm of the Department of Space, New Space India Limited, in New Delhi yesterday. The MOU aims to establish 2 direct broadcast network stations, one in Delhi NCR and the other one in Chennai, as part of the Mission MOSAM project. The proposed stations will be capable of receiving direct broadcast data from various existing Indian and international Earth Observing System satellites. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over West Bengal, Odisha and Chhattisgarh during the next 2 days. India Meteorological Department has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall in northeastern states, Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Telangana and Vidarbha today. In the men's T20 Asia Cup cricket tournament, Pakistan defeated Sri Lanka by 5 wickets in the Super 4 match at Zayed Cricket Stadium in Abu Dhabi. Earlier, Pakistan won the toss and chose to bowl first. The bowlers put on a strong performance, restricting Sri Lanka to 133 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.